Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, October the 17th, 2020. The Russian Direct Investment Fund and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories Limited have received renewed approval to conduct late-stage clinical trials in India of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine, the Sovereign Wealth Fund said on Saturday. Large-scale trials of the Sputnik V vaccine in India were first announced and then knocked back by Indian regulators, who said that the scale of Phase 1 and Phase 2 trials conducted in Russia earlier this year was too small, requesting that they be repeated. Following a new agreement, India will now carry out an adaptive Phase 2 and Phase 3 human clinical trial involving 1,500 participants, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, which is marketing the vaccine abroad, said today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today attacked the Narendra Modi government, saying it is busy filling the pockets of its special friends and that it is why the country's poor are hungry. He was reacting to the Global Hunger Index 2020 report, which has ranked India 94 among 107 countries. According to the report, only 13 countries are behind India, which include Rwanda at 97, Nigeria 98, Afghanistan 99, Libya 102, Mozambique 103 and Chad at 107. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won a landslide victory in New Zealand's general election today, leveraging success battling COVID-19 to gain an unprecedented outright majority and the chance to implement her reform agenda. With two-thirds of the vote counted, Ardern's centre-left Labour Party was on 49.2% and forecast to take around 64 seats in the 120-member parliament. No leader has achieved an absolute majority since New Zealand adopted a proportional voting system in 1996, leading to a succession of multi-party governments. Karnataka MLC Basavaraj Horati today urged the Karnataka government to not open classes for students up to class 7 during this academic year to ensure the safety of students in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic and declare 2020-21 zero academic year. Speaking to reporters, Horati said classes must be conducted batch-wise for students from class 8 to 10th. Besides, students of pre-university and first-grade colleges are not kids and their immunity power would be high, so colleges could be open, he suggested. Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa has said that the government was effectively responding to the havoc caused by heavy rain and flood, successively battering the state with relief and rescue work on in affected areas and was confident of revival of the economy. Speaking at the inaugural of the 10-day-long Dasara festivities in the palace city of Mysuru, Yediyurappa said that he has reviewed the situation with deputy commissioners of flood-hit districts and Revenue Minister R. Ashoka was personally touring the region. That's it today from the newsroom. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the all-new Deccan Herald app. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/deccanheraldnews. Take care and have a great evening.